Are you a writer or coach? Do you dream of building a successful online business? Are you tired of hearing the gurus tell you that you need a big launch or a complicated funnel software? Whether you're struggling with self-doubt, imposter syndrome, or just feeling overwhelmed by too many choices, I can help. Hi, I'm Jonathan Milligan, author of Your Message Matters. And I recently put together a free on-demand video training called How to Build an Online Business as a Writer or Coach, The Low-Tech Way. Inside, you'll discover the low-tech system that 30x'd my online business. Just go to freetrainingvideo.net to get started. Again, that's freetrainingvideo.net.
Welcome to the Blogging Your Passion podcast. Here are your hosts, Jonathan Milligan and Bob Lodick.
So what are some specific ways I can earn money blogging? Well, that's exactly what we're going to be talking about in today's episode. But first, Blogging Your Passion University is an online school for bloggers where you can learn how to discover your passion and make money blogging about it. We've got over 100 plus step-by-step videos in the members area for every single level of blogger. We have a 101 course for beginners, a 201 course for those blogging less than a year, and a 301 course for those wanting to turn their blog into a business. You can preview the course outline by going to bloggingyourpassion.com/University. All right, let's continue the conversation from the last episode. Today's podcast is actually a part of a new series we're doing. In the last episode, Bob shared some guiding principles that he follows in his online business. And this filter helps him to know which income streams he should pursue and which to ignore. We also share with you the two main types of online income that all income streams fall under. In today's episode, we're going to begin sharing 21 plus ways that you can earn an income blogging. Now, in order to keep this podcast to a reasonable length, we're not going to share all 21 ways today. But be on the lookout for the next episode as we pick up where we leave off here today. Just over a year ago, Bob and I covered this topic with a live audience, and we're going to let you listen in to the recording. I'll come back after the recording and add a few additional comments. And we're going to talk about 21 plus ways to earn income with blogging. Now, we will say up front that some of these we're going to spend a lot more time on than others. And so the ones we're going to spend more time on, we've put at the beginning. So I don't want you to think that we're cutting things short toward the end because of time. But we have purposely decided that we wanted to make sure that some of the more important chunks, that we put those intentionally up front so that we could spend some time on them. So Google AdSense is a great way to earn, like we said before, that low maintenance passive income on your blog. And I was talking to Bob yesterday about this. For me, I sort of resisted AdSense in the beginning with my career coach blog. I didn't have a clear reason why. I just sort of thought, well, I'm dealing with these career professionals. They're all earning, you know, probably on average between $50,000 and $100,000 a year plus. They are probably not going to be clickers of AdSense. So I went originally for different ways to earn income, which I'll talk about a little bit later. And then finally, after a while, I decided, you know, I'm just going to test it and see what happens. And it was like, as soon as I turned it on, I kind of turned on this whole nother faucet of money for myself. And first of all, I was like, what was I thinking? Why was I being so bullheaded about having AdSense on there? And again, it may not work for some blogs. Like up to this point on bloggingyourpassion.com, we don't have AdSense. But we haven't really talked about why or why not so far, because we've kind of had a little bit of a different focus. But at the same time, I think it's definitely worth testing. Is what I would say, because it can be that consistent passive income. It's sort of like the owning the real estate rental properties of the 80s and 90s, which you can still do that today. There's plenty of homes out there to get if you want it. But if you don't want to deal with the tenants, then another way is you can earn income with Google AdSense. And like I told my wife, as we continued to see the AdSense earnings go up, I would start saying, this is going to be a car payment, which now, thank goodness, we have all paid off cars for a couple years, and I want to keep it that way. Never want to pay a car payment again, but that's another story. But at the same time, it was like I kept thinking, okay, I can't wait for the day that this pays my mortgage every month. And so I started continuing to set little goals and be excited about those little goals. Because AdSense can be such a consistent earner for you and your site. So with that, Bob is actually going to lead us on this because he's had a journey. He's done a lot of testing with AdSense, and he's going to talk to us about ideal placement and some things. I'm going to let him kind of lead this discussion, then I'll fill in from my experience different at different parts of the conversation. So Bob, take it away.
Okay, I'm gonna start by just mentioning two things about it, which are, cause, let me step back. The purpose of this, we're gonna spend some time on AdSense, and the reason is because it's one of the easiest ways for anyone with a blog or really any kind of website with content on it, text content, to make money, and it's a great way to start, and so that's why we're gonna spend some time and energy on this. And if you're not going to do it on your blog, that's completely fine. And I'm not trying to convince you or sell you, but I do want to mention two things, which are common reasons why people don't use AdSense. Number one is that it's ugly, which I'm not going to argue that. but you can set it to only have image ads show up. So that could make it better. So, for example, for my wife's site, and her niche is kind of like style and lifestyle blogs and stuff like that. And so most of the people there, most of the girls there, because they're almost all girls, like things pretty and and all this. And so so we decided, I mean, for a while we didn't use AdSense, but then we decided let's try it, but we'll only put image ads on, so she only gets image ads. And every once in a while there's some on there that don't, aren't the best looking ads, but there's a lot of really good looking ads for, like, women's shoes or, whatever, Banana Republic skirts or something like that. And a lot of them are good looking ads, and that's part of the style of the site. So that is something you can do if that's been one of the reasons you've shied away from it. And then the other thing is the content, because, there's a lot of different advertisers who are funneling through your AdSense unit and showing up there. And so some people don't like the fact that they can't control, or they feel like they can't control what shows up there. But I do want to tell you, I don't know if it was the last year or two, but they've been more, they've been getting better and better about allowing us, the publishers, to control what kind of content shows up. So we can block it by a lot of different genres now. And so we can say that we don't want any sexually suggestive ads or any gambling ads to show up. And you can just check a box and then none of them will appear. And then if you ever do see an ad that you don't like, you can just grab that URL and paste that in a field on your AdSense area. And then that URL, those ads will never show up again. So I just wanted to get that out of the way just in case those may have been your hesitations. And with that, I want to first step back and specify that we're talking about pay-per-click ads in general, AdSense kind of being the biggest one, the biggest player in this game. And pay-per-click, as the name suggests, you get paid every time somebody clicks one of those ads. And I'm going to follow some of these rabbit trails as I'm thinking about it. And so for all you guys, if you're just starting out with AdSense or if you've been using it forever, let me just give you a warning. Absolutely never under any circumstances click your own ads, and don't tell your friends to. Don't put anything on on your site that says, "Help me out by clicking my ads." Absolutely just don't do any of that stuff, because Google, often without apology and without notice, will just cancel and close your account if they suspect any kind of basically fraudulent clicks. And I've seen it happen to people over and over again, and it's really, really hard, if not impossible, to get back into the program after anything like that has happened. So just play by the rules and you'll be fine. But I just wanted to get that out there. So talking about AdSense and how to optimize them. And this is something that I'm a little bit of an analytical person, and I like playing with numbers, and I like, charts and graphs and all this stuff. And so I've done a whole lot of testing on my sites with AdSense. And, and so I'm just going to talk about some of the things I've learned, and some of these changes I've made were huge. Like I'll have an ad right here and move it over 3 inches or 2 inches, and I'll watch the earnings just like triple from that ad unit. So a lot of these things I'm talking about might seem insignificant, but they're actually really can be really, really important on, the amount you're earning from AdSense. And the first one we're going to talk about is location. And, I just put location, location, location there, just like the real estate thing. But it is so true. I mean, it's absolutely true. Because I had a little bit, I didn't have any hesitations like Jonathan when I started blogging to use AdSense, because it was the first thing I heard of and it was all I really knew. But I had hesitations about putting it in certain places on my site. And so basically I started with it in the sidebar, and just, and it probably was the right sidebar or something. And I got a few clicks once in a while, and then I read a couple articles, from some people who had, done some testing and things, and I realized, okay, well, maybe I need to try some other locations. And that's kind of where some of this came from. So I'm gonna scroll down here real quick and show you guys a graphic. And this is actually from the AdSense website. And they basically, dark orange is better. This gets a lot more clicks, and lighter is in the middle. And then this light color, darker is better, lighter is worse. And so as you can see, the places where we want ads are as much, in the top left and middle of the content as we can. And all my own testing with this has really proved this to be the case. It's, they provided this because they want to help you succeed, because they're splitting the earnings with you. And so anything that the AdSense people can help you do to do better, means that it's more money in their pocket as well.
The next one we're going to talk about is affiliate marketing. When we're talking about affiliate marketing, more or less, for those that don't know, is that there are plenty of places online that have products and services that will share a portion of the sale with you by you talking about it and advertising it on your blog. And what's surprising is I actually started doing some studying on this. Affiliate marketing has actually been around since like 1994. I mean, this is not something new that somebody came up with. It's been around a while. But what's amazing is the widespreadness, for lack of better words, of affiliate marketing. And if you don't believe me, go to walmart.com and scroll down, and sure enough, they've got an affiliate marketing program. eBay's got an affiliate marketing program. Amazon's got an affiliate marketing program. I mean, all these big sites out there have affiliate marketing programs. And here's just a little tip for you too. If you come across a really good site, email them and ask if they've got an affiliate marketing program. I can't tell you how many times that I have signed up with somebody that didn't advertise that they had one, which is great. I don't know if they created it just for me or what, but most of the time, if you get an email to somebody and they say, hey, I'd like to advertise your product, do you have an affiliate marketing program? They're going to figure out how to get one started if they don't. So essentially, I want to talk about three different things related to affiliate marketing, and Bob's going to jump in here on one. The first one is there's actually passive affiliate marketing. And by that, what I'm referring to is you make one sale and you earn an income over and over and over again each month. Now, these are related more to like services that people might have. So if a program has an ongoing subscription service and they have an affiliate program, sometimes they'll share up to like 30% of the revenue with you. So let's say there's a program that's related to your niche, Let's just use like a budgeting software. So there's a budgeting software that is really good that you like, and it's $10 a month, and you talk about it on your blog, and you get an affiliate link, and they share 30% with you, then you get $3 every month. So now take that times, 50. And you've got suddenly a passive income, pretty much like Google AdSense, that you can begin to earn. So many people don't realize that you can combine this idea of passive income with affiliate marketing. So you've done the sale once, and the person who has signed up for a subscription, the service is committed to giving you 30% cut for as long as they're a member. And there's lots of them out there that you can search for and find out if there's some in your niche. There's others that will pay you money up front. I mean, I've got affiliate marketing programs that I am working with right now where they sign up for a free account and I get $40 a lead or $100 a lead. There is that option as well. Then the next bullet point is about review products. And we talked a little bit about this before when we talked about building content. But essentially, the way that you do this is you come across products that are related to your niche and where your audience is, and then you talk about it. And just to give you like a specific example, I've mentioned this before, but one of my first ones that was really successful is there was a person who wrote about how to get hired with the Big Four accounting groups. And for me, essentially, this person had written this report that was $24, and he was willing to share 50% of the revenue, so $12 for every sale that I received. And so what I did was I actually emailed him first and said, I'm interested in writing a long review post to my audience, and I'd like to actually take a look at the product. So he sent me the ebook for free, no charge. So there's a little tip too, is if you contact them directly and ask them if you want to review it, sometimes you can get free stuff. So anyways, I read through the book. I really liked it. Got pretty much had written down a few items that I liked, few items that I didn't like, and I wrote an honest review saying these are the things that I like, here's things I wish were a little bit different. And then basically it would, basically I just put it out there. I wrote the post, put it out there, and I specifically target a keyword phrase that I felt like I could go after, which was something like how to get hired by the Big Four or something like that. And I actually got that to rank number one. And it stayed number one, and I think it's still on the first page. Last time I checked, the first couple of spots. And I consistently get a lot of traffic to that site. And I can't tell you how many times I have made little $12 charges off of one blog post that I wrote. Now, here's what's great. Think about if you made it a goal of trying to do one review product a week. After a year, you've got 52 ways to earn income on your blog with reviewing products that people are interested in. And like I was telling Bob, just this week I got another affiliate sale on a different review product that I did, and I did this review product I think 18 months to 2 years ago. And to see a $14 sale in your PayPal is awesome. When it's just a new surprise for you, it's like, oh wow, I've totally forgotten that I've written that. And so the more that you do this, it kind of just continues to grow. Let's move on to the next one, and we'll try to catch some of your questions as we go along. As you can see, we're kind of breaking these down a little bit more. The next one is job boards. And depending on your niche and what you talk about, you might really want to consider job boards, because it is another, well, there's two ways to earn income with job boards. One is that you can offer for people to advertise jobs, which they can pay you whatever you want to set it at, $100 or $200. The second thing is you can actually earn income by people clicking on jobs on your site. The next one is about creating an email list or newsletter. You know, we talked about this before in our traffic seminar, but it's important that you start now grabbing traffic because there's a lot of things you can do with an email list. Obviously, you can send a newsletter driving people back to your blog. People can come back to your affiliate reviews that you're doing and they can end up purchasing things, so that's good. The other thing you can do that's worked well for me is when you come across an affiliate program, specifically target them in an email. I was telling Bob about this. I did this with my career coach site. There was a brand new program about LinkedIn marketing, and it was specifically about LinkedIn. And if you know anything about one of my main mailing lists, is I give away a free LinkedIn strategy guide. So I know that anybody who has signed up for that has an interest in LinkedIn or is using LinkedIn. So I know that that's a targeted group. So when I found out about this LinkedIn marketing program that was like a $97 program, they were sharing 50% of the commission. So I thought, I'm going to type up an email, drive them to this video, and basically let them take over from there. So I did it, typed up an email. It took me less than 5 minutes, probably less than that. And hit send with my affiliate link pointing to this program. And I had, within 24 hours, I think I made two or three sales. So you think about that. I mean, 5, 10 minutes of your time, you just made $100. That's pretty fun, to do something like that. And you're adding value because you are promoting something that is going to be real helpful to the people who are wanting to grow their network on LinkedIn, or they're wanting to figure out how to better use that to grow their business.
Hey, welcome back. Did you get some ideas? I sure hope so. Remember, the goal is to pick one or two income ideas that make the most sense for you at the moment, and then really focus in and master those. Then, over time, you can slowly add more and more of these income streams as you build your online business. So, what if you say none of these really fit with me? That's okay, because in the next episode, we're going to be sharing some additional income ideas that you can pursue with your blog. But the action step for today is a question. Which of these ideas make the most sense for me to pursue right now? Once again, thanks for all the great feedback. We appreciate everything. Positive encouragement you can send our way. In fact, recently over in iTunes, we got the following comment. I've been following Bob and Jonathan's blog for several months and finally decided to take the plunge and start my own blog. I bought their 101 and 201 video courses, and I can't recommend them highly enough. I believe they saved me months of time in getting up to speed on creating my blog. They present things in an easy, simple, to follow style. I'm excited to see what's going to happen with this podcast, and I look forward to what I know I'll be learning here. Keep at it, guys. You're doing an awesome job. Thank you so much. And if you guys listening right now could do us a big favor, if you're enjoying this free content, one way that you can let us know is go rate us on iTunes and make it available for other people to find it and join in on the fun of what we're doing here at Blogging Your Passion. Well, until next time, go blog your passion and make a difference in someone's world.